It was Christmas time and I had a mind to take a trip back east. Everybody said you're out of your head if you're driving that old beast. That Econoline is a 69, but don't you worry none. It runs like a champ except when it's damp and they're expecting nothing but sun. Has an inline six and a three in the tree, the inspection's all up to code. Well, I'd drive it to France if I had the chance just as soon as they built me a road. It's got plenty of torque to get to New York, has room to sleep in the back. It leaks little oil, but it has new coil and it rides like a Cadillac. I got there on the double without a lick of trouble. I pulled into town Christmas Day, and I parked the van by a garbage can. I enjoyed my holiday stay. A little concerned before I returned, my brother took it down to the shop. He put it on the lift and he used his gift to see that it ran like a top. He put the carb on the bench, this manic old wrench. He proceeded to open it up. He said, you need a carburetor, and sooner than later, cause this was all junked up. Wrench set the mixture on that old fixture, no problems we could foresee. It ran like a dream, or so it seemed, till I got to Tennessee. A tisket, a tasket, I blew the head gasket somewhere out in western Tennessee. I found an auto zone 1,000 miles from my home. Got to work around 2:45. I pulled off the head before it was dead. The oil was a Frappuccino mix. I got myself dirty till later 9:30. Turned out to be a temporary fix. Well, I lost my senses when I drove to Memphis, so I got me a room for the night. I was worn and torn, but I could have sworn I saw Elvis by a neon light. So I went to the bar and I heard a guitar was playing a trademark song. So I treated my ears and I had a few beers. It's been that day so long. Then without warning, the very next morning, my number one lost compression. So I dropped it in gear and I started a year in a roadside mechanic's depression. I was a hippie doing 50 down through Mississippi just to chugging on down the line. And I stopped again to see an old friend I was running a day behind. So I fired my 3/4 ton up and left before sunup. The valve sounded like it was shattered. Dumped it in third and it ran like a turd, but it ran and that's all that mattered. I was feeling fine when I crossed the state line. Louisiana's no place to get lost in. So I filled up the tank and I let her crank. Couldn't wait to get back home to Austin. It was losing power in that final hour out on Highway 71. It was running on 5, but I got home alive. Sometimes not knowing's half the fun. Do I have a lot of guts or am I just nuts? That's something I may never know. Well, I'm just a man who has faith in a van that probably should have died long ago. A tisket, a tasket, I blew the head gasket somewhere out in western Tennessee. I found an AutoZone 1,000 miles from my home. Got to work around 2:45. I pulled off the head before it was dead. The oil was a Frappuccino mix. I got myself dirty till later 9:30. One hell of a way to get my kicks.